I do see you there. I hope you are aware that it is either incredibly brave or incredibly stupid to try to steal from a dragon. Oh, did you think you would simply wander in here and cart off as much gold as you pleased while I slumbered? A dragon's sleep is not as light as your legends may purport. Although, the dragon lore does state quite succinctly that any that try to steal from a horde become part of that horde. So, by all rights, you now belong to me. No, no, no. That's not how this works. Struggle if you like. My tail is as strong as the rest of me, and thus, you will not be going anywhere. You know, there was another thief who thought he could get the best of me. You know what happened to them?
Oh.
Why? They're all around you right now. A thin layer of fat beneath my scales, padding me out in such infinitesimal measure that they're hardly noticeable among my great bulk. In fact, many thieves have added to my form. Countless on my haunches, yet more along my belly. And so, so many in my great winding tail. Oh, you're starting to cotton on to this, aren't you? Even though your brains are so very small, you humans can be smart when your life is at stake. Although, don't think of it as the end of your life, more an extension of it. An infinite extension. To become part of something much, much greater than yourself. Not that that's overly hard. Now, don't look sad. You're not going to get any pity out of me. If anything, you should be honored to have such an upgrade. If you allow yourself, you might even enjoy the process. The dragon's insides are very, very warm. You'd expect nothing less, of course, but really, it's a luxurious sort of thing. You feeling my body and me feeling yours. You, of course, in far greater measure as infinitely large walls of flesh press in on you, around you. Rippling, squeezing, pulling, clenching, gulping deeper, deeper and deeper, slithering down my long, graceful neck until you come to rest within my belly to join with the many souls that make up my being. Won't that be lovely? Together forever. There's an odd poetry about it in a way, although dragons have never been amazing poets. Better than humans in any case. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this not how you expected this to go? Well, I am quite sorry to disappoint, but that is exactly how this is going to go. Because now you are mine. You are subject to my whims, my pleasures. And right now, my pleasure is your taste. So let's take a little taste. I do never quite tire of the taste of human. It's quite a delectable sort of thing. You know, with a sheep or deer or some other such lower being, they tend to know their place in the universe. They stop struggling after a while, stop wriggling and wiggling. But no, with humans, with things with thoughts, things with aspirations, things with dreams, they tend to fight a little more. It's adorable how they think they can escape. Sometimes I relax my throat a little bit, let them try to wriggle their way back up into the sunlight, back up into the cool air outside of the oppressive, all-consuming heat of my body in which they have been oh so lovingly enclosed. And do you know the funniest thing? The funniest thing is they think they can win. They think they can escape. They think they can climb their way back up into sunlight. But no, the time for that is done. The time for that is far, far away. The time for me is here, and I will be all around you. I will be your ever-present, ever-close partner for all time to be after now. You will feel those warm, slick walls pressing in on every single inch of you, and you will try to push them away, but I will not be denied. And maybe you're one of the ones that will accept that, take pleasure in it. No one will ever hug you, hold you, the way I will. And it is quite fitting, as I will be the last one to do so, as you are now. Who knows, you may join with those walls to push, ripple, and flex against the next person who thinks it's a good idea to steal from me. It isn't, but I have to say I'm quite glad you made the decision to try, as I was getting rather bored. Who was the last person to try? I think it was a fellow who had a mace. Tried to swing it at me and it broke in two. He looked so pitiful after that. It was almost a delightful mercy to feel the lump of him wriggling down, down, down. Ooh, forgive me, I am monologuing, aren't I? I suppose it's kind of a dragonly sort of thing to do. Kind of, you know, have a bit of a banter, a bit of a repertoire with those you wish to devour. I know some people tire of it. Oh, do shut up and just eat me. I'm kidding, no one has ever actually said that. But, alas, our time grows short. Do come here, dear. I want you inside.